Commander Tom is here, and the Commander Tom theme song is missing.
Oh, no.
It's like someone deleted it.
Commander Tom. Commander Tom.
Go. Commander Tom
Commander
is here.
Tom, Commander
right,
Tom.
There you go. Let's go.
And Commander Tom's report is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County, where veterans help veterans. The best call veterans can make is 845-473-2500. MHA Veteran Services are here for you.
All right. Sorry about that, Tom. We'll blame Tigman
that
on that.
Much better, actually. Yeah. The Robin version of the
that was very disturbing,
song.
I thought.
Good morning, Boris and Robin. With us today, we've got my friend Ron Ferris from Mid-Hudson Works.
Welcome, Ron.
They do a lot for veterans. We're going to talk to Ron in just a moment, but I think it's applicable just to, you know, talk about 9/11, the Day of Remembrance today.
Absolutely,
everything.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, there's a ceremony going on right now in the steps of the Dutchess County Courthouse over there on Market Street in Poughkeepsie and all over the Hudson Valley. But I think it's really important, not just for our generation who remembers 9/11, but the younger generation who doesn't. You know, I teach at Marist, I think most people know, and none of my students were alive.
Yeah.
You know, in 2001 when 9/11 happened. So I think it's really important for the younger people that we keep, you know, talking about 9/11 and what it meant to all of us.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier this morning that, you know, we've kind of hit after that 20-year mark, you kind of hit that point where it's not as front and center, which, you know, it makes it even more important to have these events and talk about it. And I was talking about how my son in school today, they're going to be talking about it all day in school, he said, and which I was very happy to hear that because I think the younger generation needs to remember.
And when we were that younger generation, it was, you know, December 7th.
It's Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor
yeah.
Day. And of course, that's kind of fallen into our memory banks. But if there's any goodness that comes out of 9/11, it's what we were on 9/12.
Absolutely.
When everybody came together, political party, whatever, we're just all Americans.
Yeah, I just remember you just make eye contact with everybody on the street. Everybody was on the same team.
We're all in it together. And that was just, obviously, after a horrible tragedy, that was just the best feeling, just being American, knowing we were all in this together.
Yeah, it's sad, though, that it would take something like that for it to happen again. I don't even know if it would happen again, to be honest with you.
Yep.
And that's really sad.
We especially want to honor and remember those first responders, a family of first responders and National Guardsmen who, you know, that's my definition of hero, you know, somebody who rushes into danger.
Yeah.
And a lot of those folks never came back, including folks from the Hudson Valley. So we especially want to honor the families of those first responders today on a very important day. All right. So I think, Ron, Mid-Hudson Works is like the best kept secret for veterans in the Hudson Valley. You're right here in Poughkeepsie on Washington Ave, and you do so much for veterans. We're started, I think, right after World War II and 70 some odd years ago, and you're still just doing all these things for veterans. So tell us a little bit about Mid-Hudson Works.
Yeah, so that's exactly it. It was something that came out of the World War II generation where we were creating a workshop so folks that were coming back from the war that now were injured would have a way to reintegrate back into the job market and the job field and be able to, you know, work through their challenges. And, you know, fast forward to where we are today, 76 years later, we're in that location on Washington Street right next to the diner. And some of the things that we're doing today are really innovative. We actually own and operate North River Roasters Coffee. And what's wonderful about that is we have a program called Coffee with a Cause. And this is a program where we created a Patriot Blend coffee that a portion of the proceeds from every bag goes back to a local veterans organization right here in our community. So we're giving that back. The program is also teaching our team leadership skills, entrepreneurial skills. So they're learning how to own and run and operate a full-fledged business because we're sourcing coffee beans from around the world.
So many benefits come out of this program, right? Because it's not only just the funds, but it's also the experience and really the feeling of accomplishment as well, right? And the purpose.
Well, absolutely. And that's the biggest piece. When somebody moves on from the workshop, when they're ready to make that next step, they have so many talking points now for that hiring manager. So they can either go off and be an entrepreneur on their own and take that, you know, to that next level, or they can go in and help somebody run and manage a business because they've got that skill set. And it really gives them that real world experience that they can speak to and really, you know, present that out there in the community.
And speaking of job interviews, you've also got another program, getting veterans ready with the Suits for Soldiers program. Is that right?
Correct. So we are a drop-off location. Our facility right there on Washington Street, 188 Washington Street in Poughkeepsie, where if you have a slightly used suit, whether it's women's business attire or a man's suit, shirts, ties, shoes even, because shoes are a big one too. Bring them by, drop them off. We have a program where we're getting those suits cleaned up and getting them to soldiers that are trying to get into the job force and they need to get, business attire for an interview.
That's a great idea. And I know, if you're of a certain age, sometimes you gain a little weight and lose a little weight. And when it's time for that wedding and you go to the suit, like, I'm going to need a new suit. What do you do with the old suit? What a great idea that is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a great opportunity there, too, because in a lot of cases, what we find is it may be somebody who was in the service at one point who has passed on, and the widow or the widower will donate these clothes, and it's kind of closure for that person, and they're really happy to know that these clothes are going to somebody that is going to benefit from it, and it's not just going to get handed off and who knows what's going to happen. It's going to really help somebody else.
Yeah, giving new life to that attire is an amazing thing.
Ron, if someone wants to learn more about Mid-Hudson Works or wants to participate or help your programs, how do they get in touch with you?
So we're on the web at midhudsonworks.org. And you can find us there, or you can call us at 845-471-3820. And, we actually encourage people to come by and see us, take tours of the workshop, get to meet the team. We want our team to interact with the community. We want them to build those people skills and to have those values and skills out there so that they will be equipped and ready to move to that next level at some point.
Yeah, well, Ron, we love what you're doing there at Mid-Hudson Works. And, every month here at WPDH, we make a donation to a different charity that is, or a group or an organization that is helping out our Vets Who Rock. And this month, we'll be giving $500 to Mid-Hudson Works.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, we're going to be making a $500 donation. And, that's courtesy of our friends at MHA of Dutchess County and Mid-Hudson Pump as well, who's helping us out with that as well. But thank you so much for what you're doing for our vets. And I know it's been going on since World War II. Thanks for continuing the work that you're doing. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for having us on today and letting us get the word out to the community. And thank you so much for the donation today. That every little bit definitely helps our organization.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're going to put it to great use. So thank you. Appreciate it. So now, Tom, I know we have some other events that are going on real quick.
Yeah, big weekend coming up next weekend. We're going to go through it real quickly. So if there's something that interests you, definitely hit me up on Instagram, CommanderTom170, and we can talk more about it. But next Thursday, the Vietnam Wall Tribute starts, opening ceremony on the 18th at 5:30 at Bowdoin Park. More information, call Adam at Office of Veterans Affairs in Dutchess County at 845-486-2060. Then on Friday, we got the Salute to Vets on the walkway, Ulster County Vets, and Dutchess County Vets are going to meet in the middle. That's at 5:30 on next Friday, the 20th. And for more information, just hit up the MHA Dutchess Veterans Programs Facebook page. It's going to be a great night. 21st, we've got the Veterans Sportsmen's Association Whiskey, Bourbon, and Barbecue. New location. It's at the American Legion, right behind Germania. Okay. Over there on Overlook.
I know the spot well, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be the 21st between 1 and 6. And for more information, just go to veteransportsmensassociation.org or hit them up on social media. And then finally, on Sunday, the Weekend for Warriors, MHA, is where they put warriors out doing camouflage therapy in the wilderness. They're going to have the appreciation dinner at Mahoney's that Sunday at the end of the weekend. That's at 4 o'clock at Mahoney's. For more information, hit MHA Dutchess Veterans Programs up on social media.
All right, lots of great stuff going on. And again, Ron, thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming in, and congratulations on all that great work you've been doing.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right, Tom, we'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.
All right, thanks.